the one big drama that, you know, everybody is always comes back to is between you and Jeezy.
Yeah.
And that's a situation that had both street, very real situations and music, lots of music. What's your take on it now?
I got a lot of things going on at the time for like concerts and interviews and, you know, promote my new CD, you know what I mean? And so many obligations I had, it wouldn't be fair or honest for me to say, okay, this is how I feel about this guy and this is what we're going to do about it, because I wouldn't have the time to do it.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I got 7 concerts or 7 interviews or 7 DVDs I got to do, what time I'm going to pencil in? Me and you to meet up and have some physical altercation. Now, when we first started our beginning of our career, I didn't have a lot of things going. I was just starting. My first CD hadn't even came out. So a lot of times I was around here promoting my CD, going to the club, throwing money around, trying to make myself visible on the scene. So that time we could have bumped into each other, we were seeing each other. We got a lot of people moving around. Now when I move, most of my people, they move with me. So it ain't a lot of times that we honestly get a chance to even bump into each other.
Even in the same city, you don't, you know, do you have to maneuver, or are there people behind the scenes maneuvering to make sure that you guys stay apart?
I definitely don't think it's people behind the scenes maneuvering around. I think, honestly, I travel a lot and he travels a lot. So that's probably why we'll see each other a lot. But it's been times that we'll be scared to be the same places and nothing has happened.
What happens next, though? I know that you said, you know, you're both busy, so when would you have the time to actually devote to this?
Yeah.
But what do you want to happen?
I would definitely want a depot on my new CD. Like, it's just I don't give it a lot of attention, you know what I'm saying? But on my new CD, I just felt something one day, not one that spoke about a lot of things behind the scenes that, you know what I'm saying, people want to hear about. So I definitely feel like this next CD statement of the day, people gonna get a lot to, you know, a little bit more about how I think about things, how I feel about things.
So let's talk about the song, My Own Worst Enemy. What made you go there? I mean, I think that people would be so surprised that you're really sort of opening up.
I think just growing up, both musically and as a person, you know, I never wanted the people to feel like I owe that to my fans. They've supported me so hard. The new fans I got, I appreciate them. But it's like a diehard fans that been with me and ride me every time they had been stumbling on my way to where I'm at now and just been praying for me. So I think I just gave it to them as inspiration. I think one of the most powerful things I said by the record, let me check my schedule. You know what I'm saying? I'm busy. I can meet you 3 weeks from now. That was showing why I didn't respond. Because how can I respond if I'm always gone? So just let people understand, like, y'all see me doing all these collaborations, all this music. I understand I got to tour. I got to do shows. I got to do things for myself. So when am I going to beef with you? When I have time and you want to say something to me or confront me about it, and I don't looking forward to it or want to do it, you just like, you will have your opportunity. You don't got to look for nothing. Don't come to you.